prom isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding school.
I don't know if you have been following this online saga with Alex Andrade and Nikki Fried and the State Democratic Party and comments that were made by Alex Andrade during a discussion about an education bill related to slavery and the Rolling Stone article. Oh, my God. It's, you know, just last hour, I was trying to explain how the media generally does actually a fairly good job of covering a lot of things and is generally reliable, as long as you understand their biases, and that claims of fake news have actually created a sort of a toxic anti-news culture, just like the all the claims of, you know, police abuse have created a toxic anti-cop culture, both of which are bad for our democracy and for any civilization in different ways, but, you know, not all that different ways. But it's like a pathological inability to just tell the truth in some cases. Now, the Rolling Stone article is actually kind of interesting because it does generally report the news in an accurate way and quote Alex in context, but the headline is wildly misleading because the headline of the Rolling Stones article by Jeremy Child says, Florida Republicans keep trying to argue that slavery wasn't so bad. And that is, by any fair definition, an unfair characterization of what Alex said in his comments. And then it's got a picture of him, and then it goes through, and it's talking about the controversial education bill and, you know, okay. Then you have comments by Nikki Fried online, the former commissioner of agriculture and, you know, candidate for governor and head of the state Democratic Party. I think she still is. I could be wrong. I don't know, you know, but she says that every Republican elected in Florida should be put on record answering for Andrade's comments. Any answer that tries to justify or whitewash the evils of slavery should be considered disqualifying for office. This shouldn't be a bold statement, and Florida's teachers should be able to teach that in a classroom, that slavery was a horrific evil. Oh, and then there's, by the way, just to kind of put this all in a little bit of context for Nikki, I'll get to his comments in just a second. This is all preamble. You got to understand this is the way it's been treated. Republicans are trying to burn our state and yours to the ground, and then I can't say what she tweeted. Not on our rhymes with lucking watch. Like, that's her tweet from somebody who wanted to be governor. And then there's a video. Same thing in the video. Not on our this horrible word watch. That's where she's at. That seems to be where the Florida Democratic Party is at. From Florida Democrats, Florida Republicans are hell-bent on teaching our children that slavery wasn't bad. Representative Andrade's comments today are just the latest example of the GOP's obsession with whitewashing history. So you would think he just came out in favor of slavery. You would think he must have said it was fantastic. You know, it was good kicks. We ought to go back to it. If, again, you went by the headline, not the body of the article by Rolling Stone, that was quite a bit more accurate. But, and if you went by these outrageous statements by Florida Dems and by Nikki Fried on Twitter. Okay, so what did he actually say? We always like to give you the evidence. This is about a minute long. This is the actual comment from Representative Andrade. You ready?
Members, no one is saying that slavery benefited or was good or had any positive side effects. There is only one way to teach about slavery in Florida, and that is that it was evil.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're representing him accurately. It doesn't seem like that's what they say he said. Okay, I'll give you that part again, because it's the follow-up to that that they're talking about. But you understand, like, that's the first thing he said. Unambiguous and clear, right?
Members, no one is saying that slavery benefited or was good or had any positive side effects. There is only one way to teach about slavery in Florida, and that is that it was evil. But if we can't have an honest discussion and say that some slaves were paid for their work and were able to actually get a portion of payment that slave owners received for their labor, then we're afraid of teaching accurate history. If you were not aware that some slaves received payment, not payment that was good, not payment that was valid, not payment that was moral. But if we can't even have that discussion in this room, what hope do we have to teach and actually agree on facts? Like, what hope do we have?
That's it. That's his whitewashing of slavery. That's his endorsement of slavery. That's his obsession with telling people that slavery wasn't so bad, that he thinks we probably ought to just tell the truth about everything. And if that included that some slaves were paid, not that that makes it okay, not that that's a fair wage, not that that's an acceptable practice, as he very clearly contextualized. But if we can't even just acknowledge that that did happen in some cases, I mean, what are we doing? And you remember the first part, though, right? Like, slavery is totally evil, and that's the only way to teach about it. And, oh, my God. And so now, again, go back to the comments from Nikki Fried. Slavery was a horrific evil. This shouldn't be a bold statement, and Florida teachers should be able to teach that in the classroom, which is what he said. Every Republican elected in Florida should be put on record answering for Andrade's comments. Any answer that tries to justify or whitewash the evils of slavery should be considered disqualifying for office. Did it sound to you like he was justifying or whitewashing? It sounded to me like he was just telling a fact. Florida Democrats. Florida Republicans are hell-bent on teaching our children that slavery wasn't bad. Representative Andrade's comments today are just the latest example of the GOP's obsession with whitewashing history. Did it sound to you like that's what he said? So, on the one hand, I think that the criticisms of media are exaggerated. On the other hand, there are an awful lot of folks who are doing a pretty good job of earning those comments. And, oh, by the way, I didn't even tell you the most horrible part. The voicemail that somebody left at his office. I'll play that in a second. You won't. It's horrifying. We'll get to that in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. NAS Pensacola, the front gate, is backed up to sunset this morning. Also seeing some slowdown on 9 Mile westbound between University and Airway Drive. Earlier, we had an accident at East Fairfield and Palafox. Fairfield is already down to one lane this week for some road construction, but we did have that accident from earlier, not causing any major tie down, though. Otherwise, we're looking great. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is actually flowing. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking good, and Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. If you do see anything out there on our roadways slowing us down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to these comments by... Oh, somebody texts in and says, Nikki Fried's comments are ironic since they're coming from someone who represents a party that was created specifically to further slavery. And certainly did. I'm right, you know, Southern Democrats, right? I would... Republicans bring this up once in a while. I don't know how much traction it really matters for, but it is a worthwhile reminder that, well, the origin. See, I don't think you blame a thing for its origins. I think that you allow things or people, institutions, brands to change. But every once in a while, it would be nice for somebody in the Democratic Party to be like, okay, but you know, we do want to admit the painful truth that doesn't really get said an awful lot. Anyway, back to the voicemail. This was somebody apparently read the Rolling Stone article or saw Nikki Fried's comments or whatever and left this voicemail. It's about a minute and a half. I want you to hear it in its entirety. This is the reason that people don't run for office, is because of mischaracterizations and then crazy people who will call you and say stuff like this. And this is pretty vivid. It's not, I mean, I can broadcast it, but it's pretty awful, the things that get said in this voicemail. And just kind of like put yourself in the frame of mind of, you know, you're in Tallahassee, you're trying to represent the truth, you're trying to do what makes sense to you and do good for your constituents. And then you get lies told about you and people acting on those lies.
Yes, I was just reading an article and it was talking about Alex's views on slavery. And I was thinking to myself, my goodness, what would be a good lesson for Alex to learn? Perhaps somebody can come to his house and take himself and his wife and his entire family, you know, all of them. And why not stop there? Just take everybody of his nationality and just put them into slavery. That would be okay, right? Because it's really not a bad deal, you know? I mean, I honestly don't understand how people like you exist in the world. I mean, did Donald Trump really create an entire race of monsters? If this person believes that slavery wasn't so bad, maybe he should try it out for vacation. That sounds good. Sure. And you know, groups of men can just rape his wife and his children. I didn't even know who this clown is. I just heard this ridiculousness and decided to call. You know? I mean, you really have to have something wrong with you to think that in that particular way. And that's all I have to say. Look, you have a great day, and try to get some psychiatric help, please. Really?
How about there must be something wrong with you that you would do such a pathetic job of understanding the truth in a situation and would just call in your fury and threaten kidnapping and rape against a state representative because of something that you took out of context and didn't bother to understand properly? I mean, we can complain about the news not representing things accurately, but there is a little bit of responsibility for us not being able to do a little critical thinking too, right? And again, just to be sure that it doesn't go unsaid for people who might be tuning in the last couple of minutes and didn't catch all the comments, this was literally the first thing that Alex said when he gave his speech.
Members, no one is saying that slavery benefited or was good or had any positive side effects. There is only one way to teach about slavery in Florida, and that is that it was evil.
822 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Fine, judge all you want to, but married a lesbian, left a man at the altar, fell in love with a gay ice dancer, threw a girl's wooden leg in the fire, live in a box.
We'll be right back. Saturday morning, 8:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you want to have that beautiful green lush lawn come June, July, the time to act on that is now. You got to start thinking about that now. You cannot just wake up in July and be like, I'm going to fix this. Because, you know, that's what you tried last year. How'd that work? So, you got to think about it in advance. That's why you call NSEC. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your lawn. They'll go through a process. It figures out exactly what applications you need 8 different times during the year, timed, program targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Free lawn analysis and an estimate, of course. No obligation to have them come out and look at things. And you get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program. That includes a soil sample, lime treatment on an average size yard to make that pH, like we learned from Ryan Jenkins, get that pH just right. And they also have a healthy lawn program with landscape and tree and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, all kinds of stuff. They are the comprehensive lawn experts. Find out more or sign up for an appointment at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Jake has traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. East Fairfield and Palafox, a little slow this morning, down to one lane from some road work there, but we also had an accident there earlier, but not really seeing any major tie downs there. Tie ups, slow downs, I always get that mixed up.
I like tie downs.
Tie downs.
Help me.
Yeah. If you're on Bellevue Avenue this morning between Blue Angel and Mobile Highway, we still have a roadblock there from an earlier vehicle crash. And the gate at NAS Pensacola is backed up to Sunset right now. Also seeing major slowdown on 9 Mile westbound between University and Airway Drive, and East Burgess Road getting by West Florida High School, slow in both directions from the school zone there. Executive Landscaping, call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says those wildfires that displaced dozens of families are nothing short of catastrophic. He toured the area that was affected by the Smokehouse Creek fire by helicopter yesterday. It's now the largest in Texas history. Apple making some changes to address criticism and comply with new restrictions in the European Union. App developers now can create alternative app marketplaces without a standby letter of credit. The tech giant making some additional changes to satisfy regulators that say Apple is abusing its dominance. And the Oakland A's are showing off new design renderings for a stadium in Las Vegas. The A's plan to move into the 33,000-seat domed stadium in 2028. It's going to cost about $1.5 billion. The design, or at least the current design, shows 5 overlapping layers with a similar appearance to the Sydney Opera House.
Hmm. Okay. All right. 33 is kind of small for a baseball stadium.
You think so?
Like, Bush seats 46. Yeah. I don't know. That just seems a little bit on the smallish side to me. But okay. All right. Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:28 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are 64 years young, turning 65, or retiring, maybe you work past 65, whatever, you're going to transition over onto Medicare, but you might not understand that process. You might have questions. You might be getting phone calls or getting sent letters, and it might make it seem like it's a big deal. It's really not. I've got a friend, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare. You don't know what Advantage is. You don't know what supplement is. You don't know what, you know, prescription drug coverages look like, whether Medicaid applies to you or not. Those are all good questions. They have very easy answers, and she can tell you what they are. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. What else do we have going on here? Did you live through the great Meta crash of 2024? Did you do okay? Do you need counseling? Apparently, and Jake, you were telling me you had gotten on your computer because that's your primary point of interaction. It's not on your phone.
No, on my phone.
Oh,
yeah. I only do Facebook on my phone, and I'm logged in through Safari on the iPhone.
Oh, okay. So not through the app.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't use the app, and I never got logged off. I never had an interruption in service. I did not even know this was going on. I was on it all day.
The weirdest part of it was when I was on my phone on the app, and you know it said, we've sent you a code. Well, there was no code in the email or nothing. We'll just come back to it later. And that's what I thought. I got life to live. I don't have time to sit here and try to reload, refresh, or figure out what's going on. You know, it'll be out for a little while. But, boy, for some people, it did seem like it was the end of the universe. Oh, my God, I can't get on. What are my notifications saying? What are my friends saying? Nothing, because we're all off. Most of it. Some people, like, apparently Jake was on.
Maybe I didn't check it during all of this time.
Maybe you missed it.
I did not notice this at all.
And let me tell you, this is what life was like for all of our lives until about 10 years ago. It was fine. You can eat a meal, you can watch TV, you can go out and play Frisbee, you can read a book, or do nothing, even sleep.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Nikki Haley is announcing this morning she's dropping out of the Republican presidential primary race.
Nikki Haley took one state during Super Tuesday, as Fox confirmed she will drop out, but she will not endorse former President Donald Trump. Now, the Biden campaign did point us to a memo that they released saying a significant share of moderate and Haley voters across the country are saying that Trump cannot count on their votes in a general election.
Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence at the White House, House Democrat Adam Schiff, and Republican Steve Garvey, a former baseball star, advance in the California Senate primary.
This state's primary simply advances the top two candidates regardless of party. Republicans have not even advanced a candidate past the primary vote in two of the last three elections here.
Fox's Matt Finn in Los Angeles. Now, this is the seat held by Dianne Feinstein before her death in September. Democrats outnumber Republicans by 2-1 in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is still mostly cloudy and 62 degrees in Pensacola. A six-year-old girl has died after being hit by a car yesterday in the Hitzman Park parking lot on Langley. Pensacola police say that happened about 5:30 on Tuesday evening. That girl was taken to Ascension Sacred Heart, where she was pronounced dead. Police have not released any information on how the accident happened. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says a murder from 1998 is now solved, and it's thanks to improving technology and the ongoing work of investigators through their annual cold case symposiums. Yesterday, Simmons announced that 44-year-old Donald Holmes is now being charged with the murder of Stephen Davis. He was shot in the Winn-Dixie parking lot on Navy Boulevard August 26th of that year. Simmons says at the time, investigators had a fingerprint with Davis's blood, but they weren't able to process it.
We knew that the blood was the victim's blood. We knew the blood was Stephen's blood, but we couldn't get the detail that we needed from this particular fingerprint. But we tried. We tried not once, not twice. We tried three different times, but we weren't able to get, based on technology that was available to us, we weren't able to get the detail that we needed.
Simmons says Holmes is currently serving a sentence in the Florida State Prison for a home invasion robbery in 2012. He'll be brought back to Escambia County to face that murder charge. As the two-week exclusive negotiating period for the OLF 8 property comes to a close this week, developer Beulah Town Center LLC has now submitted an improved purchase offer. That offer for $22 million for 290 acres, it equates to about $75,862 per acre. The offer also includes a six-month due diligence period, a good faith deposit of $500,000, and an area set aside to add some tennis courts near the Navy Fed outdoor park. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh says they do still need to hash out the top line price, as well as the escrow agreement and funding for the construction of the boulevard entrance. The Escambia County Board of Commissioners will discuss the issue at tomorrow's meeting. Well, spring break is almost here. Local healthcare providers are getting ready to treat visiting spring breakers that end up hurt while they're on vacation. Michael Johnson is the trauma director at HCA Fort Walton Destin. He says they tend to see diving injuries this time of year.
You know, even if you jump feet first, the injuries are much less severe than if you dive head first.
And Johnson also reinforced the message from beach safety officials that the Gulf is not a swimming pool. He says folks just need to be careful, watch out for riptides, and also definitely for flag warnings. The most common spring break injury, they say, is an arm or a leg fracture. Century is going to be closing Ivy Street on Saturday, March 23rd. Now, the town council voted to approve a request from Odom Bar to close the road, apparently for a midget wrestling event. The town is charging the bar for the overtime cost of an employee to set up and tear down the barricades. The bar reportedly made the request for the road closure, but never told the town what type of event they were planning before the council voted. The bar and the event promoter have since made online posts advertising the Little Mania micro-wrestling event on that date. It is 8:35 now at News Radio, and Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. If you're in the area of East Fairfield and Palafox this morning, it's going to be down to one lane for some road construction there, but we also had an accident earlier. Not seeing any major slowdowns there in that area. This is going to be on Bellevue Avenue between Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. If you use that area to get over to Mobile, you might want to use Softly Field Road. We've got a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Also, NAS Pensacola, the front gate is backed up right now to Sunset. And we're seeing some major slowdown on 9 Mile westbound between University and Airway Drive, as well as East Burgess getting by West Florida High School in both directions from the school zone there. Spread the word. You can score bonus savings on better sleep during Mattress Firm's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in to save up to $700 with your extra discount, plus get a free adjustable base on select beds. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a beautiful, sunny, and warm day today. Temperatures warming up near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Thursday, sunshine continues with a high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Rain chances to build in for Friday night with a 70% chance of rain and a high near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 62 in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, also 62 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the markets are up. The Dow up 183.56 at 38,768.75. S&P 500 is up 30.02 at 51,08.67. The NASDAQ up 128.05 at 16,64.62. 10-year bond rate down just a bit today at 4.11%. Gold prices today up $6 at $21.47.90. Silver prices up 13 cents at $24.12. And crypto still going crazy. Bitcoin up now up almost $5,000 at $67,260.91. It looks like all of the other cryptocurrencies are also seeing some gains today as well. Credit card late fees are now capped at $8. It's part of a big initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of what they're calling junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates the new regulation could save families more than $10 billion per year. That applies to large credit card issuers with more than a million accounts, which represents about 95% of the total outstanding credit card debt. Monitoring employee communications isn't really a new thing, but the sophistication of data analysis is getting an upgrade thanks to AI. AI now being integrated into common work-related software like Slack, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Meta's workplace platform, that is. Starbucks, Chevron, Walmart, and Delta are all now using AI products designed to pick up everything from bullying and harassment to cyber attacks and insider trading. And Elon Musk's private space flight company expanding their footprint in Texas. A land swap now giving SpaceX more room to grow. It's been approved by the Parks and Wildlife Commission there. The swap giving SpaceX more of Boca Chica Park to expand their rocket testing and launch facilities. In exchange, Texas is getting about 500 acres near a national wildlife refuge 10 miles away. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Paid for by government.com. Here's your chance to get 5 iconic United States silver dollars spanning the last 150 years in one amazing set. Experts agree this is a must-have for silver coin buyers. That's right. All 5 silver dollars are legal tender official United States Mint coins. If you call 1-800-973-9717 right now, we'll send you this ultimate 5-piece American silver dollar set with each silver coin in extremely fine or brilliant uncirculated condition. Guaranteed. This set includes every type of U.S. silver dollars in American history, issued from 1878 to 2024. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your 150 years of U.S. silver dollars 5-piece set. Plus, receive a bonus display case, an information booklet, and free shipping. Don't miss your chance. Call 1-800-973-9717 now to secure your 5-piece set of iconic U.S. silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-973-9717.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one is just a little bit of a thinker, because you'll all know what I'm talking about. It's a little hard to explain. So I want you to imagine you're driving your car, and you get to, it's usually a break in the median. Like on US 29, when you get north of all the traffic lights and stuff, you have these, you know, you want to make a U-turn or a left turn, and there's a break in the median, right? You see it at UWF. If you've driven UWF recently, they have these, you know, breaks in the median, which is pretty large, and if people are wanting to turn left or make a U-turn or whatever. I think 9 Mile is sort of along this line as well. My question is, when you get to a break in the median where you're trying to make a left turn, do you A, stay on your side of the intersection and let the oncoming left turners stay in front of you, or B, pull behind them and they pull behind you so that you can actually see the traffic and don't have the oncoming traffic obscured by the car that's visually in your way? You know, typically when you're at a four-way intersection, you know, you turn left and they turn left in front of you, okay? So they pass on your right-hand side. But a lot of people have this idea that when you're at a median break, like on a highway, you should pull past where the other person, other people are going to be. You should do-si-do, basically. And that way you can see clearly and you don't get in their way and they don't get in your way. 437-1620. So let's call it A or B, because there's no good way to describe this on the radio. Are you in front or behind, if you want to look at it that way? Are you in front of the other left turn person, or are you past or behind the other left turn person? 437-1620, 437-1620. Jake, do you have a preference on this particular question?
I'm sorry, dude. I am lost. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
I want you to imagine you're driving.
Well, I don't have a working vehicle, so that's hard for me to do right now, but yes.
Somebody else is driving at you, and you both come to a break in the median.
Driving at me.
Yeah, you're just passing each other on a highway.
Oh, okay. So they're going the opposite.
They're turning left and you're turning left.
Yeah.
Do you turn in front of them, or do you pass by them and turn after them so that you can pause and wait and see what traffic is coming?
Usually I'll stay where I'm at. I don't get into the turning motion. Even though it may obstruct their view, I feel like I'm putting myself in a bad position by going ahead and trying to turn halfway left and sitting there, you know, sideways.
And that's, by the way, there's a truth to that as well. The driver's ed instructors used to always tell us that if you get in the turn lane, keep your wheels pointed straight. That way, if you get hit from behind, all you get is pushed into
right.
The straight, not the other way. But 437-1620, 437-1620. So I knew this was going to happen too. Text Jake, I agree. He lost me too.
It's early.
Okay, so again, do you left turn in front of the other left turn car, or do you left turn past or beyond the other left turn car? That's the question. And you think I'm crazy on that. Some of you think I'm crazy on asking this because you're like, who does that? That's certainly not the way intersections are managed. But okay, here's the text. Behind. Always pass them. Yes, you pull past the person because you can see the oncoming traffic. you can see the traffic, as opposed to what happens is a lot of times you get stuck and you can't see past them and they can't see past you. And so it's a danger and you don't know what's coming. And so you can't figure out what's supposed to happen. But if you pull past them, you do. Now, there's other challenges, because if you pull if there's people behind you, like two or three cars pull behind you, now all of a sudden you have an impossible situation because you have cars blocking each other's way of getting through the turn. But theoretically, if you just have the two cars and you have fast-moving traffic, especially like, again, on US 29 or on 9 Mile, there's a real value to pulling past them, occupying the far part of the median break, so to speak. 437-1620B, clear view for both drivers is critical for safety. Somebody says 437-60, we should pull after, but it is not the norm here, and people will look at you like you're crazy. Yeah, I agree. Somebody here says in front, the other way seems dangerous. It can be, especially if they don't know what you're doing and they try to go while you're, but it really does work better. I'm not saying I do it. This is one of those, I rationally know that there's a big advantage to doing it that way, but I feel like I'm breaking all the rules when I've tried it, and it just feels very unpleasant. Like I'm violating everything I was ever trained to do. 437-1620. Oh, this is a good one. Somebody says, just floor it. just go as fast as you can. Somebody says, this is a pet peeve of mine because it is actually the law to pull ahead, to pull past. It drives me. I don't know if that's true. I will have to check into that to see if that's accurate. Somebody says it depends on the intersection. Somebody else says, nobody does it this way anymore. Highway 98 is a good example of that, they pointed out. And yeah, I mean, we're so accustomed to thinking about intersections, but I don't know. There is something very sensible about the pull behind strategy, but it's one of those everybody's got to do it. And if everybody's not doing it, this is a real problem. 847 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic for us. Speaking of traffic solutions, Jake.
All right. if you're in the area of East Fairfield and Palafox this morning, you may see some slowdown there. We got a lane closure and also an accident from earlier. NAS Pensacola, the front gate was backed up the last that I checked. That was up to Sunset. And we're also seeing some major slowdown on 9 Mile between University and Airway Drive westbound. And on Bellevue Avenue between Blue Angel and Mobile Highway this morning, we still have a vehicle crash with roadblock tying things up there a little bit. East Burgess Road is a little bit slow in both directions, getting by West Florida High School in both directions there. Not seeing any major slowdowns on Highway 98 this morning, and Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is looking good. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line if you're not sitting in a median doing something. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the Fives.
do you understand the question
I
now?
Do. I encounter this every day on 98 trying to get home because I have to turn left into my apartment complex, and people usually will always pull into the median so that they can see past me. So then I feel like if I stay where I am, I need to go ahead and start turning left so that they can see. It's just a mess. I hate driving.
I understand that sentiment, especially on Highway 98, which I only have to drive every once in a while. 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying that next home, a first home, moving up in size, down in size, picking up a rental, whatever, or even a new build, you know, give Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenrinke Realty a call. They sold 175 homes last year, so they definitely know how to sell homes. And you might think, what do they know about buying homes? Well, they know all the parameters because they know what a home is going to sell for, the right marketplace, what people are going to offer, what the seller will budge on, what they won't budge on, how to make an offer that will win, especially if there's more than one person trying to get that home. And with new builds, all kinds of things that she can work a deal for you on, including they'll buy down your points right now. Like, that's something she gets done all the time. So you might not think you need a realtor when it comes to a new build, but yes, it can be very, very valuable. So if you're just thinking about it first time, or, you know, you're really getting ready to go, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty a call. 723-9158.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Beginning March 5th, Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida for the men's and women's championships.
Book your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Session tickets are on sale now. The 2024 Sun Belt Basketball Championship from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 5th through the 11th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Easter, Angelina's Supper Club, jazz at Jackson's, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing clothes. I don't get the question.
Good morning, 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and I have tickets to give away. I have opera tickets if you would like to go see Die Fledermaus. Pensacola Opera is putting on the production March 15th and the 17th, and I've got a pair of tickets that start at just $25 regular, but you can get lucky and call if you call now, 437-1620. Number two, caller number two wins right now. Call, talk to Jake, and win your tickets. Very interesting conversation about this public camping ordinance that we've been talking about a bit today, because this has the opportunity to affect and possibly improve, possibly make worse, the homeless situation that we have here locally, and particularly in Pensacola. It kind of reminds me of some of the stuff we actually tried to do, having a homeless camp underneath I-110, during COVID and thereafter. But I wanted to let you hear some of the comments, because I thought it was a really good discussion in the Senate. This is Tina Scott-Polsky, Senator, Democrat, talking to Jonathan Martin, who is the bill sponsor, explaining this SB 1530.
So if we could dive into this a little bit more, potentially if you live near a park and there are homeless people sleeping there, with the passage of this bill, you could sue your city or county if they haven't created one of these encampments. And if they did create an encampment, but people didn't stay there and still stayed in other places, could they still sue the city or county?
So the idea is that if people are sleeping on sidewalks or in parks or on trails or on private property, of course, you can trespass them off private property, but that basically the municipality has to enforce that, has to remove people. But it's not fair. There's actually a Supreme Court case that's going to be heard out of Oregon on this in a month or two, that it's not fair to remove people if there's no place to remove them to. Just telling them no isn't a solution. You got to have a yes. So the yes is they've got to create a public camping area where people can go and stay. And it's supposed to have, you know, some amenities and security, and it's supposed to be like not just a general place, but it's supposed to be actually a designated location. Senator Martin answers the question.
The bill would allow a private property owner, individual, to sue for enforcement if somebody, for example, owns a restaurant, and right in front of the restaurant, let's say it's a breakfast location, and there's a dozen individuals who sleep in front of that restaurant every single morning, and it makes it difficult, if not impossible, for customers to get into that restaurant, and the city is refusing to provide other locations or enforce this provision under Section 2, it would provide a cause of action. Because that individual business owner is paying taxes, that individual business owner is following the laws, that individual business owner expects the laws to be enforced for everybody else.
So the idea is that if they're not removing people properly, then, you can sue. Basically, you have a cause of action against the municipality. Of course, again, you can trespass them off of your property, but they have to come and respond to that. They have to engage in that. And then also, they have to have a place to go. That's fairly reasonable. Geraldine Thompson, another Democrat, asked the question.
Senator Martin, is the objective of your bill to remove people from areas where they are visible to the public and to put them somewhere where they would not be visible? Is that the objective?
No, that's not my objective.
Yeah, it might. I can understand why she might think that, because you're moving them from public land to some other public land. Is the idea just to hide them? No, that's not the goal. The goal is to make the public amenities available to people to use them for their purpose, and then to have an area where people can also sleep if that's what they need to do.
Thank you. The bill specifies which public land sleeping is okay on. Roads are public land. It's not okay to sleep on a road. Sidewalks are public land. It's, in many cases, it's not okay to sleep on sidewalks or in the right-of-way. Jogging trails and bike trails are public land. It's not okay to sleep on jogging trails or bike trails. This specifies which type of public land the sleeping and the camping can be done on.
Yeah, I mean, think about a road. Like, it's public land and anybody can use it, but you can't use it to walk. You can't use it to lay down. You can't use it to, you know, eat a meal. You have to use it to drive. And even to use it to drive, you have to have a license to do that. Same thing. You know, parks can be used for a lot of things. They're not supposed to be used for camping, right? That's kind of the idea. But it's not really fair to say that if you don't also have some kind of a place where they can actually go and sleep if that's what needs to happen. Now, there was a weird moment in this conversation. I'll share that for you in a moment. It's one of those, like, why, what happened here? But coming up in just a second. Right now, Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Congratulations, Jonathan, for taking our pair of tickets to Defleetermouse. Not to be confused with Dead Mouse or Modest Mouse or any of the other mice hanging around. But
Mouse, the graphic novel.
Exactly. Mickey Mouse. All right. So looks like we're good around town. I'm not seeing any major slowdowns now. Got a little bit of slowdown between 9. This is going to be between University and Airway Drive on 9 Mile. That'll be westbound. But other than that, we're really looking good. Not seeing any major slowdowns. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you've got a plumbing issue of any kind, Barberry Plumbing, they'll take care of it. I know they helped us recently when I unfixed a fix and had to have them come out and actually fix it. They did great. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. All right, so I said there was a weird moment, and there really was a weird moment in this conversation about the public camping ordinance. I don't know how we got here, but it was one of the what kind of things that I heard in this conversation. Geraldine Thompson brings up this question.
Martin, if there are pets, animals, that have no owners and they are sleeping on public land, what do you do about those animals?
We don't deal with pets in this bill.
Yeah, and that's actually, I mean, logistically, that's going to be a challenge because a lot of people are very attached to their pets, and then are pets allowed in the campground? I mean, okay, it's a fair question. But that led to a whole different question. And I just want to prepare you to be surprised a little bit by how this goes.
Martin, what I'm trying to determine is how we treat people contrasted to how we treat animals. Can you tell me how they're... How you deal with animals that are sleeping on public property?
Senator Martin.
Thank you. It's not in the bill, but animals are collected and put in cages if they're stray. We're not doing that with people. People have many reasons for being in these situations, and we're trying to provide them help. We never want to put them in cages currently. If this bill doesn't pass, people will be arrested for trespassing, and they will be put in cages until their court case. This provides another option to treat people differently than animals.
maybe just better linguistically to refer to it as jail or prison and rather than as a cage for people. I mean, yes, logically accurate, but some questions are just better to not answer directly. Frankly, they are just, and that would have been one where I'd have said, maybe stop 30 seconds before you did actually stop. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Future news, Haley drops out. Does she endorse Trump today, later, when?
No. I think she's going to wait till at least tomorrow.
Yeah, she has to wait a little bit. I mean, we were joking about the 35 minutes, but she does have to wait. OLFA, will Escambia County Commissioners accept the current offer pretty much as is?
Yes.
I mean, it gets Commissioner Bergosh's tennis court, so yeah, I mean, they want it, right?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.